As for monkeypox, I think there's a pretty good rule in life. Don't attend gay orgies. When you look at the New England Journal's report of the 540 orgies that are reviewed.
Ned, come on, man.
It's not about gay. How about
no,
not any
absolutely.
orgies?
Go look at the New England Journal's report that NBC News reported on Friday, in which of the 528 cases they reviewed, 95% were between sex between men. I think we actually have to have a serious conversation about where this is coming from. When I'm done, Brad, you can talk. Instead of going crazy and declaring a national pandemic when 3,000 people have it right now, it's insane.
I don't know, man. You don't have to be gay to get monkeypox, and you don't have to be bigoted when you talk about treating something that is that easily spread,
It's not
Marie.
bigot.
Yeah, it is.
This is science, Kennedy. 95% of the cases from the New
All right,
England
you know what? I'm
Journal
going to let
have
Brad
been
respond.
reported.
Okay, I'm going to let Brad respond because, Brad, we had 372 doses. The United States in Denmark, where the smallpox, monkeypox vaccine is manufactured, they were ready to go. But because this has been an issue for more men in the gay community, it seems like it has been lower on the priority list. Brad.
Yeah, look, Ned is right when he says that monkeypox right now is mostly affecting gay men. The problem is that public health-wise, not going to orgies in general is a good policy to not get sexually transmitted diseases.
100%.
And so we have to be really careful. We saw with the AIDS crisis, with the HIV crisis, about how certain communities or certain gay people will be stigmatized
Yes.
over something that lots of people do. And we got to be careful about that.